Today's daf is Shabbos daf Samach Gimel. As we continue in Perek Bameh Isha, what a woman is allowed to go out with, what is not. We got into issues of kemia and different types of taba'os. Along the way, once we're speaking about perfumes that a woman is allowed to wear, not allowed to wear. So yesterday on Amud Beis, we spoke all about the inappropriate behavior of the women in Yerushalayim before the Churban HaBayis. But yesterday I mentioned, and I did run out of time, so I wanted to mention it today, the machlokas about tefillin, which came up towards the end of the Mishnah on Amud Aleph yesterday. We spoke about the kshira of tefillin and other related halakas. There is a machlokas in Maseches, quoted in Tosfos in Maseches Erevin, in the Tzaddiks, between Rabbi Eliyahu and Rabbeinu Tam. We paskin that the kesher of tefillin does not need to be tied every day. We tie it once and it's there. The kesher in the back of our shel rosh, the kesher on our shel yad, all of those knots stay. Right, the sofer makes it before we become bar mitzvah, so we get our tefillin, and it stays forever. And even when we get our tefillin checked, nothing happens to that kesher. Right, what do? We tighten the strap around our arm every day, which is good enough for ukshartam, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And that is what we paskin. You don't have to make the kesher anew every day. That's not what ukshartam means. Ukshartam means putting it on our arm. But Rabbeinu Eliyahu, quoted in Tosfos, holds, nope, you gotta tie the kesher every single day. Right, that's not ukshartam. And we would be used to it if we had to do it every day. But we don't. That is a machlokas we've shown him between Rabbeinu Eliyahu and Rabbeinu Tam. So there's a fascinating version of this machlokas quoted in Seder Hadoros, which is a sefer from the 1800s. A Rav who went around and wrote something about every, has a little entry about every Tana and Amora and Rishon and Achron up until this time. And there he quotes a machlokas, but the machlokas between Rabbeinu Eliyahu and Rabbeinu Tam on page 208. If you want to look this up, and the story goes, I mentioned it before, that when he was going around for a haskama for his sefer, so he went around to all the gedolim of the time, and he went over to Rabbi, and in the version that I have, there is a haskama from the Beis Halevi, and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, a couple of other others, and the Netziv, and a couple of serious haskamas that he has. But the story goes, they went to Rabbi Chaim, Beis Halevi's son, and he asked him for a haskama. And the Rabbi Chaim said, I would give you askama, but this page is apikarsis. So you have to take out this page. So he said, okay, fine, I'll take it out. But by the time he got back to his town, they already went to publishing. Already went, so he couldn't take it out. So I heard when Rav Shechter quoted the story, I don't have it in mind, but I quoted the story that he gave the askama, but on the front page he wrote, on the bottom of Rabbi Chaim's askama, he loves the sefer, but this page, it wasn't able to be taken out, but it really is apikarsis. But I don't have Reb Chaim in my askamas. But either way, says the what's the page? What's apikarsis in the sefer? Reb Soloveitchik, in one footnote in one of the Yartzeit Shiurim on the bottom, he just quotes this in one line. Reb Chaim thought that this page in Seder Hadoros was apikarsis. The Seder Hadoros quotes that the machlokas between Rabbi Eliyahu and Rabbeinu Tam. One time, Rabbeinu Tam was arguing, and one of the malachim came down and was arguing with him, and Rabbeinu Tam said, go ask Moshe Rabbeinu who's right. Go ask Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Shemayim and starts talking to Rabbeinu Tam, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, Rabbeinu Eliyahu is right. And Rabbeinu Tam starts screaming at Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yarad Rabbeinu Tam ka'ari, v'amar Moshe ta'ita, ki akesher ein sarach b'chol yom, elahiduk. You have to tighten it every day. V'lo b'shel rosh, ala b'shel yad. D'chzibu k'shartam lo'os al yadecha. Ana Moshe, v'roban v'sanuso. Moshe says, I'm sorry, Rabbeinu Tam. Ani omer, l'mitzvah tzorach shira b'chol yom. Avo l'akev, at least l'charchila, Rabbeinu Eliyahu is right. Heshev Rabbeinu Tam, v'cheyeza mitzvah hi lo l'akev ala l'mitzvah. What kind of mitzvahs do you have just l'charchila? V'heshev Moshe. And he talks about other examples. And then Rabbeinu Tam screaming, and it's very serious. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah that you gave us tells us otherwise. And he goes through, v'chulu, v'chulu, at shechara apo shal Rabbeinu Tam, v'yamod al graglov. He stood up on the table. The yikra v'kol gadol v'yamor Moshe Rabbeinu raid, v'chein tzoak gimel pamim, at sheyoran Moshe Rabbeinu b'yeshiva. Wow. So Moshe Rabbeinu, cut down here right now. V'yomer Rabbeinu Tam, ani omer she'in likshar kesher b'tzol m'chol yom, v'shalot tzivita zeh b'torah she'kibalta me'akadosh baruch hu. V'hod Moshe Rabbeinu l'dvarav, v'yelech lo. And they went home. That's the version of the story. Reb Chaim said it's apikarsis. Moshe emes, v'sar also emes. You can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. You can argue with everybody else in the Mesorah. Maybe it's not a good idea, right? Amorah, matanam, v'chulu, but Moshe Rabbeinu can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. That's apikarsis. It's one of the animamins. That Moshe emes v'sar also emes. So that is just the machlokas that I wanted to, and the sort that I wanted to mention from yesterday, that I didn't get a chance to. Okay, but back to Amud Beis, Salach Beis Amud Beis, so we're talking all about the other issues that are related to inappropriate behavior that the women at that time were involved in. And before we make a general point about that, let's just do the other half. This also applies to the men. The third line we are up to, second to last line on Salach Beis Amud Beis. We spoke all about the women's punishment that they received. Says the Gemara, Amrav Yudam Arav, Anshei Yerushalayim, Anshei Shachatz Hayu. The Anshei Yerushalayim were disgusting. Anshei Shachatz. They spoke in a veiled way that on the surface seemed to be very nice and appropriate, but underneath was very inappropriate. Anshei Shachatz Hayu. Adam Omer L'Chavero. A person would ask their friend, B'mesat Ayom, what do you eat today? With bread that has been worked through already, or bread that hasn't been worked through already. B'yayin gurdali, or b'yayin chardali. With light wine, or with dark wine. B'mesav rachav, or b'mesav katsar. Did you have a big meal, or did you have a small meal? B'chever tov, or b'chever ra. With a good friend, or not with a good friend. And Amar of Chizdov Kulon Liznus. And all of these phrases were really references, veiled references to Znus. Right? Pasa Mela, a worked bread, that what you eat today? Right? That's Be'ula or Besula. Right? What did a good friend or not a good friend means who you mazana with today? All of these are references, right? Even in this week's Parsha. Kiyim Alechem Asher Hu Ochel. Right? Everything what Yosef was put in charge of, except for the bread. So the Torah even uses it as a euphemism, but here it was used as a euphemism for znus. Meaning that's what they were involved in. That's what they were osik in, and that's just a reflection of what they did all day. Amar Rechava, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. I'd say, once we're ending this topic, they want to end off on a little bit of a positive, talking about it's not Yerushalayim inherently. It was just the people there, the people that were involved. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Atzei Yerushalayim shal kinamon hayu. The Atzei Yerushalayim were kinamon. They were very wonderfully smelling. U'bishar shahayu masikin mehen. And when they used to use them, they used to light fires with the wood of Yerushalayim. Reichan nodeif b'chol Eretz Yisrael. The smell wafted throughout entire Eretz Yisrael. It's an unbelievable smell. We can't fathom. I mean, this isn't one of the spices in the Ketoret. The Ketoret is also. The Ketoret is in Yerushalayim. Right? It's the most unbelievably smelling item in the entire world. The Chazal say. It was just that people would just like faint from the amazing smell. Umi shacharba Yerushalayim, Nignazu. And once Yerushalayim was destroyed, this wood was Nignaz, Balonish Tyre, Ella, Kisaora. Only a little bit was left over, size of a barley seed. Umishtakach begazoi ditzimtzamai malkasa. And it's found in the treasure houses, in the storehouses of a certain malkasa, a certain queen, the Achronim, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Maritz Chayas, tries to figure out historically who this was. Some type of queen that was there at the time, Bizman Churban Abayas, but that's where it is. Meaning, Yerushalayim was beautiful beforehand. We have to realize that it was our sins, it was our chatoim that ruined it. All of these averus that the women, the men, the reflection is that they were involved in actually Maisa's Nus. The women spoke about behaviors that they did that were Mekarev Liznus. So just to review, that also is an Isidaraisa. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, in Mitzvah Kuf Pei Ches, there's an Isidaraisa of Lo Sikrevu Legalos Erva. So what does that include? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo Lehisadein Ba'achas Mikol Ha'arayas. That's a beautiful word. Lehisadein. Not a beautiful activity, but a beautiful word. We shouldn't be mitadein for the word gan eden. Enjoyment. We're not allowed to get enjoyment from any of the arayos. That means in any way. Vehein, krovos, ve'eshes ish, venida. Afilu below bia. Even without a maisa bia, which is actual znus. But any type of prohibited activity that's considered kreva, kigon, chibuk, nishuk, b'chol adome, le'ilu ha-pe'ulos ha-ro'os, shema'amikin bohen ba'alei ha-zima, ha-hochem achrei ha-hevel va-yebalu. Right, all the activities that people who have inappropriate levity between men and women, Right? That's this Isser, lo sikru v'legalos erva, and this is the Araisa. Not only Negiyah, which is the more famous element of this Aveira, which the Rambam made famous as saying that that is an Isser, Daraisa, based on the Medrash. Says the Chinuch, no. Shema tomar yu chayav in kares al akreva levad, tamalomar ha'osas lo akrevos. V'chulu. Bishar shi ha'mitzvah, harchakaz azima, I've already written this many times, want you to know, l'fishi yaduak, yasur v'siba el gili erva, yimashku kama takalos v'kama efseidim. Right, so much comes out of inappropriate behavior, and what's included in this? Shalo yikrots adam biyada, v'yirmos be'enav. Right, just eye contact. Of an inappropriate sense. V'shol lischok imoim klav, afil lahariach besamim she'aleihem. Going over, and Rachman al-Islan, if somebody wants to just smell the perfume of another one, they get enjoyment, they have to do that on purpose. V'shol lahabit b'nashim klav, afil b'fnei kala, b'kavanas hanah, afil esbektana, any part of a... Av klal hadavar hu, shelo yase ha'adam shum davar ba'olam, ha'meviyu lidei hirer b'nashim, a person shouldn't be involved in any activity that could lead to improper thoughts, lo b'maisa, lo b'dibur, lo b'shum remez, l'kariv dasa isha akala imdaito, elo b'ishto levad. Only a wife. And the chinuch continues and says, one cannot say, oh, doesn't affect me. One cannot say, oh, I'm okay, it's b'seder. After all, the chinuch says, look in the Gemara, look at the Gemara, I learned the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis, where some of the early Amoraim used to put the kalos on their shoulders. You know, so if it's good enough for them, you know, it's good enough for me too. So the chinuch says, as other Rishonim say, first of all, that Gemara itself in Ksubis, beginning of the second parak, says that the later Amoraim said, we can't do this. We're not on that level. Right? The one of the Amoraim says, oh, she's like a board on top of me. So first of all, that's few and far between. Number two, if we're involved in Tchias HaMeisim, then maybe let's start talking. If we're involved in getting bas kols from Shamayim, we're on certain levels, so then there's something even to talk about, but it's not that this is a normative behavior, and even the Amoraim already said that. Even so early, we can't even fathom it. The Mishnayos, the Tanam already spoke about, we don't do Yibam anymore. We only do Chalitza. Why? Because people used to do Yibam for not correct reasons. They didn't do a Lishma. So already in the Mishnayos, right, they already said no more Yibam, just Chalitza. Because in this area, as the Gemara says, Ein apotropis la'arayas, there's just so much that we have to make sure that we go to the nth degree to the other side, and this is one of the more serious Isurim that we have to make sure that we take as much protection as we can. Okay. We continue now with the Mishnah, Samach Gimel. Lo yetze ha'ish, a man. So far we spoke about what a woman is allowed to go out in. So now we have men. Lo yetze ha'ish, lo besayif, v'lo bekeshes, v'lo betris, v'lo ba'ala, v'lo beromach. A man is allowed to go out with all of these weapons, with a sayif, a sword, bekeshes, with a arrow, v'lo betris, with a shield, v'lo ba'ala. Then we will say this talking about a club. We have like a rock or a ball at the end of a stick. Excuse me, a stick. V'lo beromach, or with a spear. And if a man goes out with any of these, it's a daraisa. It's a daraisa, because these are all the masa. Right? Any of these. The Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, no, takshitin ain't low. No, these are ornamental. These are ornaments. They're takshitin. Ain't an elegnai. No, they're negative. After all, Shinamar, the pasuk described in Yeshayahu, Zman Yomos HaMashiach, V'chitzu Charvo Sam Le'itim, V'chanino Sosa in Lamazmeros. Right, famous pasuk. They will crush their swords into plowshares, V'chaniso Sam Lamazmeros. Right, all weaponry is going to be forgotten. V'lo Yisa Goy Al Goy Chere, V'lo Yilmadu Al Mechama. Not going to be any war. So if it's a tachshit, why won't we have swords in those days? Right, it can't be a tachshit. It must be a masa. That's what the Chachamim say back to Rebbe Eliezer. Good. Stop there for a minute. It's an interesting discussion. So in the Chelkas Yaakov, Rebbe Yaakov Reich, rather Rav, he was Rav in Switzerland. So he was asked, one of his shuvas in Simon Samach Zayin, he was asked, there were certain Jews that were in the Swiss army at the time. And part of their uniform was wearing a sword on their belt. And they had to wear it. That was kavua. And even if you went home for Shabbos, you know, yeah, whenever you walked outside, you had to be wearing your uniform. That was their rule. So they asked him, are we allowed to go out with this? So he says, well, first he quotes the Taz. The Taz in Ilkha Shabbos talks about a walking stick. Let's say somebody has to cross the ice, cross a slippery path. So the taz is mako by a walking stick. It's an extension of your body, extension of your hand. Right, we're not passing now about canes, but that's what he was talking about in terms of walking across a frozen river on Shabbos. The taz and simin shin aleph. So maybe this is similar. It's also a stick. It's also part of your getup. But says the chelkas yakla, maybe there's a big difference. At least the walking stick is serving a function as walking. So you could say it's part of what you're functioning. This is just hanging down. This isn't serving any function. So therefore, maybe it's not true. But then he suggests two other svaras as leniencies. Number one, he says, well, what did our Mishnah say? What did we just say? The only problem the Chachamim have is that, look, it's not a tachshit. They're going to get rid of it. They're going to get rid of all weapons in the future. Is this sword being used as a weapon? It's just part of the getup. It's just part of the uniform. So maybe it's fine. Maybe it's not extra, because it's not a maso, because the only the items that are masos are ones that are actually used as weapons. This isn't used actually as a weapon, therefore, maybe it's not a problem. And then he says, at the end, he says, you know what this is really a form of? I think it's a kavla d'avda, which we had back earlier in the previous parak when we spoke about the seals that Avadim used to wear, the clay or metal seals they used to stick on. What did that serve? That was just a sign of avdus. See, he said the sword is also a sign of avdus. You're signing, you're in the Swiss armies, therefore he is mako. When it comes to that, when it's just part of the uniform, ein brera, so therefore he is mako in simin samach zayin. Chizuki Chemet also discusses that here, but that is interesting discussion. It comes up l'maisa in our Mishnah. Good, finishing up the Mishnah. Says the, so there were three svaras l'hakel in that shuva. Right, it's not really a weapon, and it's, and at the end, it's a kavla d'avda, and the other issue as well, the first one, where he said maybe it's just a help, and it's protecting from danger. That's what he also said, because it's just like it helps you across the ice, so too it helps the authorities aren't upset at you. Final line of the Mishnah. Biris tahora, v'yosin baba Shabbos, alluded, had this once in this previously in the Masechta. What's a biris? A biris is some type of strap that helps the woman's stockings not fall down. A strap, it connects to the other parts of her clothing. So a biris is tahora. It's not makabel tumah, because it's not considered a beg in itself. It's just, sorry, now we're back to a woman. I think now we're back to a woman. Biris tahora, right? The Gemara will talk about it, but, it's something that helps the stocking. I guess you could talk about a man's stockings too. But biris tahora v'yosin baba Shabbos. And it's not makabel tumah because it's just servicing the other begadim. And v'yosin baba Shabbos, and you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos because we're not worried she's going to take it off because it's holding up the rest of her clothes. Kavalim, but kavalim, we'll see what that is in the Gemara. We'll see it's some type of connection when you connect the two biris on the two legs. We'll see that in the Gemara. Kavalim tameim, that's makabel tumah. V'yosin baba Shabbos, that's something that we might be worried that she might remove. And therefore, you're not allowed to wear that out on Shabbos. Good. My ba'ala, back to the first line. What is ba'ala? What's that weapon? Kofa, it's a plug. See on the side, shavit shemakinbo v'rosho av. What we would call a club. Rebbe Eliezer omer, takshitin ein lo. Rebbe Eliezer says a taksha. Tan yos of the b'raisa expands on this machlokes. Amru lo the Rebbe Eliezer. The chavim say to Rebbe Eliezer, v'chim me'achshir takshitin ein lo, mipnei ma'hin b'telon li'mos ha'mashiach. Since they're takshitin, since they're wonderful, so why are we going to get rid of them, Yimos HaMashiach? They're takshitin, they're beautiful according to you, they're just ornamental. So Amar Lahen, Lefi She'ein HaTzrichin. They just won't be needed. They won't be needed. Shene'emar, Lo Yisa, Goy Al Goy Charev. They won't be needed, that's why we're going to get rid of them, we're not going to use them. But Tihevi Lonoi Ba'alma. But according to you, if it's jewelry, so wear them even if they're not needed. Amar Abaya, Midi Dehavi Ashraga B'tiyara. No, it's like a candle in the daytime. What? Candles are wonderful. But, you know, if it's daytime, you're not going to put the candle on. You're not going to light the candle. So to hear, weapons in those days will be shraga b'tiyara. So that is Rebbe Eliezer. Upliga de Shmuel. Rebbe Eliezer, or the Chachamim, who say that in the future we won't have weaponry, right? That's arguing on Shmuel. Because Shmuel says, famous Shmuel, D'amar Shmuel, it's quoted in five other places in Shas, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah, 6 altogether. D'amar Shmuel, Ein bein olam hazeh l'olibos ha-mashiach, Ella Shibud Golios Bilvad, or something as Shibud Malchios Bilvad. The only difference between Bizman HaZeh and Yimos HaMashiach will be subjugation under other nations. Right? We'll have peace. We'll have peace, Shenemar, but physically, the physical world will continue as it goes, Shenemar. Ki lo yechtal evyon mikarev haaretz. The poor will never be removed from amongst the land. What do you mean forever? Even Moshe Mashiach, they'll still be needy, still be, but there won't be religious persecution. Right? So that is what Shmuel says. So we say Shmuel is against the Chachamim who say that the future, right, will be totally different. Lo yisa goyag acherev, right, it'll be a miraculous existence. And Messiah le Rav Chiya bar Abba. And though it's against Shmuel, it's supported by Rav Chiya bar Abba. Let's finish this and then we'll talk about it. Dom Rav Chiya bar Abba, kol ha-neviyim lo nisnabu el lemosa Mashiach. All the Nevi'im, all those Nevu'as that we know of, like Yeshayahu and others, that's about Yemosa Mashiach. We need against Shmuel. It's going to be different then. Aval Olam Haba, Olam Haba, the next stage, after Yemosa Mashiach, Ayin Lo Rasa Elokim Zulasecha. We can't even fathom that, so you can't say that any of the Nevi'im's prophecies have to do with the Olam Haba, because we can't even describe that. We don't know what that is. So therefore, the first version of the Gemara, that is that the Chachamim are arguing on Shmuel and supported by Rav Chiya bar Abba. And then we have the opposite. V'ika d'amre, amru lo l'Rav Eliezer, v'chi mi'akshu d'takshitin hein lo, b'bram mehin b'tien lo yimosa Mashiach. If they're takshitin, so why are they going to be batel? Amr lehen, he argues. He says, no. Avli mosa Mashiach in imetelim. I don't think they're going to be batel. I don't think you should take that pasuk in Yishayahu literally. V'hainu d'Shmuel, and therefore he agrees with Shmuel in this side, v'plika d'Rav Chiya bar Abba. And this will be a machlokas with Rav Chiya bar Abba. Stop there for a moment. First of all, Rishonim. First of all, Rishonim are right here. There's a Shmuel's din. There's no difference. Tosa says, what about Beis HaMikdash? That's a difference. Tosas. Ava gab da hashta en Yerushalayim, en Beis HaMikdash, v'ilim Mosa Mashiach, yiyeh hakol banui. It's all going to be built. Tzarech lomar, da hay en bein, lav dafka. Okay, it doesn't mean exclusive. The only difference. Okay, but there could be a couple of other differences too. Like the Beis HaMikdash, like Yerushalayim HaBenuya. Okay, that's Tosas. Or the Ritva adds, Hashras HaShchina. That also is going to be more outwardly noticed. It means Olam Kimin Hago Noe, the physical realm. Aval Vadai, Sheibana Beis HaMikdash, V'takla Shechina Lemkoma, V'tarbe HaChachma V'HaTorah. And there'll be Torah learned, we don't have to worry about any needs, but there'll be still a physical world. We'll have regular Shabbos, we'll go to the store, things will be very cheap. You won't have to, no worries. That's what we daven for. We daven for that time, even when it's within the physical realm. The Rambam talks about this as well, both in Hilchos Tshuva and in Hilchos Malachim. Today I'll read Hilchos Malachim. The Rambam says, the last perek in all of Mishnah Torah, says the Rambam, Amru Chachamim, he quotes Shmuel, Ein bein olam hazeh l'yemosa Mashiach el shibun malchias bilvad. What does that mean? Yireh mipshutan shel divrei hanaviim. There's a slide. So he quotes Ein bein olam, he quotes Shmuel, but he also passes like the Chachamim. He's got to work out which day he holds like in the Gemara. So, Yireh mipshutan shel divrei hanaviim. What it appears to me is, Shebetchilas yemosa Mashiach tia melchemes gog u'magog. First there'll be, at the beginning of Mashiach, there'll be a war. V'shekodem melchemes gog u'magog, but before that, Ya'amon navi li Yisrael, li yasher Yisrael, ulohachin libam. But first there'll be a navi that will come and bring us back and help us do tshuva. Sh'ne'emar, hinei anuchi sh'lech lechemes el yo'a navi. Ve'ein obar, and he's not going to come to change any halachas, lo l'tami atar, lo l'tar atame, lo lifsol anashim, v'chulu. No. Elo l'sum shalom ba'olam. Sh'ne'emar, v'heshev le'bolos habanim. The first one at the end is a Navi that's going to bring Shalom, bring everybody together and do tshuva, and help us do tshuva. The Yesh Menach Chachamim Sha'omrim, some people say, Shekodem Bias HaMelech HaMashiach Yavo Elio. Some people say, Elio Navi is going to be the first one. V'kol Elu Advarim V'chayotzi Bahen. And if anybody out there says, can we spend the rest of the shiur on this? The Rambam says no. All of these items, Lo Yeda Adam Hechi Hiyu, Ad Sheyiyu. All of these items, people aren't going to know really what it's going to be until it is. Shedvarim stumim heim etzel hanaviim, gam hachachamim ein lahem kabbalah bedvarim elu, elu lefi hechra psukim. And there are many machlokos, says the Rambam. V'yal kapanim ein sidur havayas dvarim elu, velo dikdukan ikur bedat. Figuring these things out is not a tenet of our faith. It's not an ikur bedat. Ula olam lo yisasek adam bedivrei haagados velo yarech bedivrei midrashos ha'amur binyanim elu. Don't spend so much time on this. Velo yisimeim ikur she'enon mivim lo lidei ava velo lidei yira. It doesn't bring to Avas Hashem or Yiras Hashem. Trying to figure out Yemos HaMashiach, Olam Haba, are we going to die again? Are people going to die? What does it help us today? We have to do Torah and Mitzvahs today. That's all we need to focus on. The Rambam said this is just going to get us, you know, you want to, there's a concept of Tzipisil Yeshua, right? It's one of the animam, right? Afa Bishis Vameh, you have to hope for it, but it doesn't mean to study, trying to figure out what's going to be then. V'chein lo Yashav HaKitzin, also, don't try to figure out when Mashiach is going to come. It'll come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready. As Beth Hashem, we'll talk about it in Parsha Shir tonight. Beth Hashem, when we talk about Yosef, HaTzadik and the Sarah Mashkin. Beth Hashem. But that is the Rambam about Shmuel. Again, there's a lot more there, but let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amalei Abaya L'Rav Dimi, V'Amri La L'Rav Avia, V'Amri La L'Rav Yosef L'Rav Dimi, V'Amri La L'Rav Avia, V'Amri La Abaya L'Rav Yosef. Somebody said to someone else, another version, my time at Rebbe Lazar, Damar Tachshitin Ein Lo, why does Rebbe Eliezer say, why does he say that it is, Rebbe Eliezer, that is Tachshitin, that is jewelry ornamental, Tichsiv, Chagor Charbacha Al Yarech, put your sword on your thigh, Gibor Hotecha Vahadarcha. So you see, it's called Hod, it's called glory, it's called something beautiful. Amalei Rav Kahana Lomar Brei Deravina, Hi, B'divrei Torah Ksiv. No, that's an allusion to Divrei Torah. The sword of Torah hold on you. So Amar Leis, he says, no. Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto. Ein HaMikra Yotze Midei Pshuto. The Mikra doesn't leave the Pshat. Says the Ramban in the Shrashim, it doesn't say Ein HaMikra Ela Pshuto. It doesn't say that there is only Pshat. It just says you can't forget the Pshat. Ein HaMikra Yosef Midei Pshuta. There could be many different levels of understanding. But the Pshat is there to teach me something. Right? The Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Chav Dalet, there's only one exception to this rule. There's only one pasuk that you reject the Pshat totally. And that's the pasuk of V'haya HaBachar Asher Teled. The Bachar that is born, Yakim Al Shem Achiv Ames. And Chazal Darshan, that means, no, the oldest brother does Yibam. It doesn't mean the Bachar Asher Teled that's going to be born. It's the brother that's going to go into the shoes of the dead brother. That's the only exception where we totally reject the Pshat. But other than that, Ein HaMikra Yosef Midei Pshuto, but again, the Ramban's important Ha'ara. It does not say Ein HaMikra Ela Pshuto. So that's why every pasuk is written in a certain way for a certain purpose. And that's this line you have to read together with the last dafim in the previous parak. About all the Gemaras, about anybody who says Reuven wasn't Chote or David or Bnei Eli and all of those. But what does it say in the Torah? What does it say in the Navi? It was obviously written in that way for a reason, to teach me something. Maybe we have to temper our understanding. Maybe we have to realize they're not on our level. Again, as we'll talk about tonight, Bez Hashem, when we talk about the Chataim of the brothers and Yosef, yes, but it's written in a certain way to teach us something, to teach us Shuva, to teach us all the other messages. But that's an important, Ein HaMikra Yotze Midei Pshuto. The Maariz Chayis here also has a beautiful Ha'ara. He says, because if you say that it's, so, you know, if you forget the pshat, then you can say whatever you want about every pasuk in Chumash. This is not literal, and this mitzvah doesn't really mean it, and this and that. He says it's crazy. It'll lead to kfira. No, you always have to understand the pshat. You don't have to put on tefillin, you don't have to do this. So Maariz Chayis right here. So we always have to be careful. First the pshat, and then beyond. Amar Rav Kahana. Kat Havina. Bar Timnei Sreit Sinin. When I was 18 years old, and I knew all of Shas at the time. What do you mean? He was in Shas, right? But he knew, right? Shas Mishnayis. I never realized this. An Ashta until now. Never realized this. Really? My Kamashvalan, what's this Chiddush? What is he teaching me by saying that statement? The Ligmar Inish Vahadar Lispar. A person should learn, even if he doesn't fully understand everything the Rebbe is saying, just get it down. Focus on it. And everything might click into place a little bit later. Right? First get it down and learn, and then later, they'll be full understanding. Says the Ben Yoyada, what's 18 years old? Ben Yoyada right here says, well, the Gemara said, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, you start learning Gemara when you're 15. Ben Chamesh Yisrael Talmud. Six Sedarim says, he quotes a Chazal, that a Seder per half a year, so this is in 3 years to all of Shas. So by the time he's 18 years old, he's finished Shas. Again, he didn't have Gemara there. He was the Gemara. It's just the Mishnayis. Right? But either way, and he can't have, oh, like some Mishnayis didn't have Gemaras. No, they learned all of the six Sedarim, at least then. Right? The Gemara talks about some that they only learned four. Right? Some of them, the Gemara in Brachas talks about that. But either way, he said he learned all six, and he realized, Mikra Yosef de Pshuto, what does that mean? He never knew that principle? Maybe, again, says the Maariz Chayis in the back, maybe he didn't realize it applies to psukim that don't have to do with halacha. Maybe that's the chiddush here, because this pasuk is a pasuk to heal him, right, about swords on one's loins. So maybe that's the chiddush. I didn't realize even psukim that seemed to be shira, as he calls it, not halacha, that also you say, eina mikriyosim edei pshuta. Okay. Simin zarus. That's the next simin. Amr of Yirmiyah, Amr of Elazar. So now we talk about Talmidei Chachamim with each other. A couple of versions. Version one. Shtei Talmidei Chachamim ha-mechadetin zeh lazeh b'halacha. Two Talmidei Chachamim that sharpen each other in halacha. Mechaded. Right? Rashi says that they ask each other just to become sharper in their minds of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzliach lohem. Hashem gives them hatzlacha. Sheneemar v'hadarcha tzlach. Right? That's the allusion. Al tikre v'hadarcha ela v'chadadcha. Right, you're sharpening tzlach. I'll give you atzlacha. And Hashem will raise us up. Shneamar tzlach rechav. Rechav, riding, always means raised up. Yochel afiyu shalolishma. One might think that even if somebody is doing this shalolishma, right, as a purely intellectual pursuit, because, you know, to sharpen the mind, but not because they want the Gemara to affect who they are. Tamalomar alvar emes. No, it's gotta be truthful. Yocholam higas daito. You might think that you do this and all of a sudden I'm raised up, I think I'm amazing because I'm learning so much. Tamalomar va'anvat sedek. Right? Anava. V'yemosin kein zochin l'torah, shenina b'yamin. And if I do this properly, I'm zochin l'torah, shenemar. This is all the same pasuk. A continuation. V'tarcha no ra'os yemincha. Right? If you do this properly, you'll see it, yemincha, which is an allusion to the Torah, right? Me no. Eish das. You're zochet to the items that are said about the yamin. To the right will be long life. To the left will be riches. Yamin is always better. So yamin is only going to have long life, and it's not going to have osher and kavod. Ella, no. What it means is also lemay minin, the ones who act to the right, ba orech yamim ikav ekolshe genosha v'chavod. They'll even have long life. Lemasveilim ba osher v'kavod ikav orech yamim leka. But those to the left will get osher v'kavod, but not arichas yamim. What does it mean, my minim, to the right and to the left? So Rashi has two days. Either my minim and masveilim. Though to the left are the people who don't work as hard as they should. Right, the right symbolizes the one who pushed themselves, and the left are the ones that don't work as hard as they should. Or, maimina means oskin lishma, and masmila means oskin shalo lishma. Right, well, the two deyos that Rashi has in terms of what maimina masmila are. Good, that is all number one. Next, Amrab Yirmiya, Amrab Shimon ben Lakish, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, Hanochin Zelazeh Bahalacha. Right? Nochin, not machadadin. What are Nochin Zelazeh? Rashi says, No sin vid no sin ba benachas ruach. Miss Askin, they're a little softer. They're softer, and they're trying to figure it out together without being as sharp. So, what's the law? HaKadosh Baruch Hu makshiv lahen. Hashem listens to them. Shenemar az nidru yirei Hashem b'chulu. Ein dibur ela nachas. Dibur is also nachas. Shenemar yadber amim tachtenu. Hashem pushes down. Nachas means to go down. Hashem comes down and listens to us, because the next phrase says, Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma. Mayu Lachosh Vishmo, with the continuation of the Pasuk, and the ones who Hashem, the ones who think about His name, Amar Biyami, Afilu Chishev Lasos Mitzvah Venenas, even one who thought about doing a mitzvah and he was not able to, Velo Asah, Ma'ala Lavakasav Kilo Asah. Right, we get the, Hashem gives us the credit as if we did it. Right, that's Ones, not only Rachmana Patre, that Ones Hashem says, don't worry about it, but even sometimes Ki'ilu Kiyem. It's as if we fulfilled it, as we mentioned many times, not for now, it's a big daf, Rabbi Yosef Engel's chiluk between Mitzvos Bein Adam LaMakom or Bein Adam LaChavero. Hashem could say Ki'ilu Kiyem by the Bein Adam LaMakoms. But Adam LaChavero, the most he could say is, you know, Rachmana Patre. Right, I'm not going to fault you for it, but you can't get the credit if you didn't do it, because those Ben Adam Chaveros are totsa oriented, and he can't give us the credit in that regard. Period. Okay. Amar Bichinen Abar Idi Kol Haosa Mitzvah Kema'amara a Mevasrin Oso Besaros Ros. Anyone who does a mitzvah according to its maimar. So Pashas, what does that mean? According to how Hashem gave it. Kema'amara. Right, Hashem gave the mitzvahs of Torah, meaning you do it properly, right? Then you're not mevaser psoas ro'os. Not only does bad things not happen, but you don't even have the announcement of psoas ro'os that a person might, like, hear something bad is going to happen and then it doesn't happen in the end. No, you don't even have that. Shenemar shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra. Right, he won't even know any davar ra. Amar avasi vitemar bichanina. Afilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes or gzeira, hu mevatva. Even if Hashem makes a decree, he, the one who does a mitzvah, kema amara, is mevatalet shenemar, ba'asher, devar melech shilton, umi yomer lo matase. Who will tell him what to do? V'samech lei, and that's very next to the pasuk of shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra. Okay, that is all number two. The Talmidei Chachamim that are nochin zelazeh ba'alacha. Just one Ben Yehoyada here also. What does it mean, ma'amara, according to its word? So he says the word mitzvah. Where does the word mitzvah come from? It's mem tzadik and vav hei. Mem tzadik is from the word mitz, motzeitz. Motzeitz means to suck on. If you love something, you suck on it to the last drop. Right, you do, it's delicious, right? If I have a bone, right, you suck on the bones, you're like, you want more and more. Like sometimes you see a child with a popsicle stick that had ices on it. They're like trying to like, is there any tiny drop of, they're sucking, they're licking the plate, right? That's because you really love it. So first part of mitzvah is mem tzadik, mitz. Then vav hei, he quotes Kabbalistic sources, not for now, vav hei symbolizes simcha. Those letters symbolize simcha. He quotes other sources, not to go into it now, but he says that's what a mitzvah is about. A mitzvah is doing it with the geschmack, with the flavor, with the simcha. He says that's mitzvah kama amara. If you do a mitzvah like the word mitzvah, you do it like motzeitz, like you're sucking on it to get every little drop out. You're at the like you have an orange peel, trying to get all the. He says that's the, if you do mitzvahs like that, shosen b'shleimus u'b'simcha. That's the osios mem tzadik vav hei. Then ein mevasrin besoros ros. Beautiful, says the Gemara. Number three now. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Shnei talmidei chachamim hamakshivim zelazeh ba'alacha. Two talmidei chachamim that listen to each other ba'alacha. Sometimes two chavrusas could be like talking, but they're just talking at each other and not to each other. So if actually listening to each other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomea lakolan. Hashem also listens if they're listening to each other. Shneamar hayoshaves beganim, they who sit in the ganim, as a reference to the Batei Medrash. Chaveri makshivim lakolech hashmiini, right, listen to your sound. I will listen. V'me'en alseh kein garmin l'shchinah shemistalekas miYisrael. And if they don't do all of this, then the Shechina leaves. Shneamar barach dodi udmei v'chulu. Right, so Hashem, you have to listen. Right? This is what maybe alluding to the Gemara in Maseches Eruvin on Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara describes the bas kol that went out from Shemayim that said the halacha is like Beis Hillel. And the question was, why? If they're both Elu be'elu divri l'kim chayim, why does Beis Hillel win? Because the Gemara says Beis Hillel listens to Beis Shammai. Right, they put Beis Shammai's words first, and they even study the words of Beis Shammai. Right, that's true Talmud Torah when we're listening to the others as well and then studying. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shimon Lakish. Next, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Hamadgilim Zelazeh Ba'Halacha. Those that are madgil from the word degel. What does that mean? Rashi, that they gather in groups. They gather in groups and say, "Let's learn this together. We can't find a rebbe, so let's at least have a chabura on this and get a degel. You have a flag when people get together. So madgilim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Av, and Hashem loves that too. Shneamar Vidiglo Alai Ahava. As long as they have a basic idea of what they're talking about. They have a basic idea of the sugya, and they're going to figure it out. If they have no idea, then how can you have a group? You got to get somebody to teach you. And it's also about a case where there's no rav there. If there's a rav there to teach them, then you can't just have a separate group without having any input from the rav. Once we quoted Reish Lakish thoughts, so we continue. Gadol amal v'yosem and oset staka. Lending money is greater than giving staka. Umato bakos yosemikulan, and the greater is mato bakos bekis, which Rashi says to give somebody money as an investment, and they now work and invest themselves. Right? This is the Rambam codifies this in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. As we know, the eight levels of staka. The highest level of staka is giving somebody a job. The next level of staka is before somebody gets poor, so they don't fall. And anonymous both sides, and anonymous one side, all the different levels, and giving it pesaver panim yafis with a smile, all the different levels. But that's partly what was learned from here. Lending money is better than giving money, because there's less embarrassment there, and they feel the achrayus to give it back. If a Talmud Chacham is vengeful, still keep him close. You can still learn from him. Obviously, this is with you have to take this line with other Chazals, where the Gemara says elsewhere that if a Talmud Chacham is like a Malach Hashem Tzvakos, then learn from him, and if not, don't learn from him. So that has to be, you know, seen in the light of the with this Gemara as well. Meaning, even if a great Talmud Chacham, even if he's no kim and no ter, that could be about something in Torah, and maybe he's upset about a chil Hashem of sorts. But still, you know, don't run away from him as yet. Im am haaretz hu chassid. If an am haaretz is a pious person, al tadur b'shkinoso. But he might be a nice guy, but if he doesn't know any halacha, then he's not going to act in the proper way anyway, and therefore you've got to be careful. Amar of Kahana, Amar Shimon Lakish Ramila, Amar of Asi, Amar Rib Shimon Ben Lakish Ramila, Amar of Yaba, Amar Rib Shimon Lakish, Kala Megadol Kelav Rabatov Beso, Monea Chesed Mitov Beso. Anyone who raises a bad dog in their house prevents Chesed from coming into their house. Some Girsos have Rishonim don't have the word Ra. They just have Kala Megadol Kelav Bitov Beso. The Marsha here does not have the word Ra. Because he says, you know what? People are going to be scared and it's going to lead to problems, even if you know it's not Ra. But it's still going to scare people. People are going to come to your house because they're going to be scared of your dog, and therefore you're not going to be able to do chesed. Shene'emar, lamas, it means a dog, mei re'eyu chesed. Mei, from your friend, will be prevented chesed. Shekein b'loshin yavanis, koren lekelev, lamas. Good. And Rashi says, mem always means preventing. It also removes Yerushamayim. To have a dog, it removes Yerushamayim, says the Marsha, right here. Because a person starts being boteach in their dog to protect them from the outside security, and they forget the mezuzah. The focusing on the dog. They forget what the real Shemira is. That's why Parag Mimena Yerushamayim. Shenemar, the Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah, that discusses who the real Shomer is of our house. Right, the mezuzah on the outside. Good. Shenemar v'yiras shaka yazov. Hahi, it's a story to illustrate. Hahi, it's a da'ailela hu beis lameifa. A woman went into somebody's house to bake. Ga gnavach ba kalba. The dog started barking at her. It's akir vlada. She was pregnant and she got so scared that she lost the baby. Amar la mari de beisa. The master of the house comes and says, lo didchali, don't worry about the dog. The shakli nive vishkilin tufrei. I already took out his teeth. I already took out his claws, his fangs. Right? He's okay. Amrele, she says, Shkula tivuseich v'shadiya chizri. You know, take your goodness and throw it on the bushes. Meaning, Kfar Novlad. Kfar Novlad, I already lost the baby. Right, too late now. Meaning, this is what the Mefarshim said earlier. Even if it's, you know it's not Ra, but if it's something scary to other people, so then one has to be very careful, because it could be inappropriate and you're causing a lack of chesed. Amr Avhuna, my dechsiv, Smach bachur b'yaldusecha, v'tivcha libcha b'imei b'charusecha. Be happy in your youth and be good of heart. V'halech b'tarki libcha and go in the ways of your heart. U'b'mari einecha v'da ki al kol elo yiviyachahu elokim b'mishpat. And no, Hashem's going to bring you to judgment. So how do we understand that pasuk? So ad kan divrei yetzahara mikan ve'elok divrei yetzer tov. The first opinion says, well, the first half of the pasuk is the yetzahara talking. Yeah, when you're young, do whatever you want, have a great time. And then the second half of the pasuk is the yetzer tov. Everything you do, you're going to have to stand judgment for. Rav Reish Lakish Amar, no. Ad kan l'divrei Torah. The first half of the pasuk is about divrei Torah, meaning enjoy yourself in learning. Learn things and enjoy it. We've spoken many times about the enjoyment factor being a major element of Talmud Torah, right? Not for now. The Hakdam of the Eglei Tal. People who learn for the enjoyment of it, along with because Hashem told me, is beautiful. You don't have to learn only because Hashem told me to. I don't get enjoyment. So that's the first half of the pasuk. Mikan ve'eloch l'maisim tovim. After that, it's taking the Torah that I learned and putting it into action and acting like a mensch. Right? And that's what I'm going to have to stand judgment for afterwards. Good. Biris tahora. Getting back to Perek Bameisha. Biris is tahora. So the strap that holds up the woman's stockings is not makabel tumah. And you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Biris du etzada. Biris is an etzada, which means usually etzada is like a bracelet. Matzav Rav Yosef, Biris tahor Rav Yosef of a Shabbos. The Mishnah says that you can wear it out on Shabbos. Filu etzada tamei hi, and it's not makabel tumah. A bracelet, that's makabel tumah. That's a tachshit. Beerus cannot be an etzada. So achi kamar. No, this is what I meant. Beerus tachas etzada omedes. A beerus is instead of an etzada, meaning it's used on the body, it's like a band, but the one that we're talking about here is used underneath the woman's clothing to hold up her stockings. Yosef Rabin Rafuna Kamed Rav Yirmiya. These are both sitting in front of Rav Yirmiya. The Yosef Rav Yirmiya have a Kamanam name. Rav Yirmiya was dozing a little bit, right? He must have been up all night learning. The Yosef Rabin, and the two Talmidim say one to the other. The Yosef Rabin Vakamar, Beerus Ba'achas Kvalim Bishtayim. Beerus is a type of strap that holds up the stockings on one leg. Kvalim are used something to do with both legs. Amar Le Rafuna, Elu Elu Bishtayim. No! They're both. Even a beerus is on both legs. Umatilin shalshelas beneim and asu kvalim. Each one is called a beerus, but when you put like a little strap between them, now that's called kvalim. Vishalshelas shebo mashvile mana. I don't understand. Just the beerus, the Mishnah said, is not makabel tuma. It just holds up the stockings. Once you put this chain between them, that gives it the status of a kli, because now it's makabel tuma. And if you want to say yes, it's like Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani, who we had earlier. Damar Shmuel ben Nachmani, we had about a week ago, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, or Yochanan. Remember the empty bell? When you take the inside out, if it doesn't have the hanging clapper, it's not makabel tuma. If you put the thing in, it is, because now it can make a noise. Shneemar called Dvar Asher Yavo Ba'esh Afilu Dibor B'mashma. The word Dibor, Dvar, is extra. So you see there, adding one piece could give it the status of a kli. So the Gemara says, no. Bishlama Hasam Kaboli Lakala. There I understand, because now the inside makes it make a sound. The Kavin Maisa. Hacha Ma Maisa Kavin. But here, connecting the legs, so what does that do? Here also it's significant. There was a family that had some type of illness. When they used to run and take large steps, the women used to injure themselves whenever they used to take large steps. Asu lohen kvalim, they started wearing kvalim, which kept their legs together. V'hitilu shalshelos b'neim, shalo yiyu psiyosei en gasos. So it wouldn't be large, lo hayu psiyosei en oshros. So that's why, so you see it made it functional more, and that's why it's makabel tuma. Itabur b'yirmiya, here's that, he wakes up. Amar lehu yaisher. He says, shkoyach. Exactly. V'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan. I heard the same thing from Rabbi Yochanan. Period. We'll have to stop here. Next thing gets into a separate element about Ki'arik, and we continue by the Hashem. Tomorrow by the Hashem, we'll have a little discussion as much as we can about Kisi Rosh for women. One of the important dafim in Shas is Samach Dalet Amid Beis. Okay, we'll stop here.